Now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Spikey. Today's chapter is entitled, Alas, Poor Yorick, I Knew Him. In our last chapter, boys and girls, I told you about how Mayor Plumfront and Sparky and I went to the old castle on Yorick Hill Road to see if we could get some information on Yuki Butcher and try to find out how we could help him regain his memory. It was a terrible night. Terrible storm, thunder, lightning, the rain was pouring down. And we had just knocked on the door of the big castle where Mrs. Saxbull, the richest lady in town, lives. And suddenly, Sparky saw a light. What happened after that is what today's chapter is all about. Why there are no lights on inside the castle. And I also can't see why Mrs. Saxbull would tell us to come out here in this storm if she wasn't going to be home.
Hey, old boy.
What's the matter? There, what do you see?
The light. It's floating in the air in there.
A light? Floating in the air? Here, let me take a look.
Yeah.
Oh, no, look at that.
The lad's right. He's right, Buster. Look, there's a light inside way up high near the ceiling. Look at that.
It's floating down toward the floor now, and it's moving toward the door at the same time.
Wait a minute. Move your head aside there, Mayor, so I can see. You're looking through that little window in the door.
Go ahead, Buster. Take a look and see what you think.
Oh, for goodness sakes, if you two bundles of nerves will look again, you'll see that that light, which is floating in midair, as you say, is a lantern.
Hey.
Of course, it's being carried by someone who's coming down the stairs at the end of that long hallway there.
Huh? Let me look.
Sure, it's someone coming to the door.
Oh, boy. I thought sure it was a spook or something.
How do we know it ain't a spook? Still hasn't got to the door yet, which means that we've still got time to run to the front gate and get in Big John's car and escape.
Now, you'll do no such thing, Mayor. No such thing. You know as well as I do that there are no such things as spooks.
Yeah, Mayor, you know that, don't you? I was only kidding.
Well, all right, if you was only kidding, Sparky lad. Okay.
Whoever's coming to answer the door, they sure are taking their good-natured time. You still see the light inside, Big John?
Yeah, I see it. It's a pretty long flight of stairs, and it's way down at the other end of that long hall. That's a long walk to the door.
I wish they'd hurry up and open the door so we can get inside out of this storm. Boy, listen to that thunder, and look at that lightning.
Yes, and the rain just keeps pouring down. Is this storm never going to end?
Uh-oh, they've reached the door.
Yeah, they're unlocking it.
I'm getting a little scared again.
Now, Sparky, there's nothing to be scared of.
Might not be nothing to be scared of, but I'd sure like to know why there ain't no lights on inside that there house.
Oh, boy, the door is opening.
Yeah, it won't be long now. We'll be seeing who or what is carrying that there lantern.
Well, welcome, ye jolly gentlemen. Enter. 'Tis not a fit night out for man nor beast. Enter and welcome.
Oh, for goodness sakes, it's Yuki. Yuki, why don't you turn on some lights around here?
Lights? But soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet is the sun. And on top of that, there ain't no lights, excepting a couple of candles and an old lantern.
Oh, for goodness sakes, don't tell me Yuki thinks he's Romeo now.
Romeo? Romeo? Who is Romeo? I have not heard of any such person in these here parts.
Who's he supposed to be all dressed up like that, Buster?
I don't know. It looks like some character out of Hamlet.
Hamlet? Somebody mentioned my name, did they?
Oh, no. He thinks he's Hamlet.
Well, somebody close the door there, please. Mayor, push the door closed. Now, Yuki, what's all this business all about?
Go on, Yuki. Your name isn't Hamlet. It's Yuki Butcher.
Well, forsooth, my old friend Yorick.
Hey, what are you doing? What's the matter with you? Stop holding my head in your... Stop holding my head in your hands like that, Yuki.
Hey, look, Mayor, Yuki's holding Sparky's head in his hands. He must think it's Yorick's skull. Just like the Shakespearean play.
Yes, and you, my tall friend, I recognize you now.
Who, me?
Yes. Oh, my friend Horatio, it is good to see you once again.
Who knew? Now I think it's Big John or Horatio.
Boy, what's going on around here anyway? You can't wait to let go of my head. What are you trying to do, pull off my shoulders? Won't come off. It's attached to me real tight.
Hark, he speaks. Ah, alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio.
Yes, yes, I know.
He was a funny little feller when he was alive. And now, here, I hold his skull in my hand. Ugly little rest of bones, ain't he? Oh, he carried me on his back, I'll bet you 1,000 times, maybe even more. Look, right here on his skull, you can see where his lips used to be. I used to kiss them there lips like...
Hey, stop kissing me on the mouth. Cut it out, Duke. Larry, what's the matter with him anyway?
He thinks he's Hamlet. Hamlet's a feller that Shakespeare, that there English writer that lived 200 years ago, wrote a story about.
Well, why does he hold my head in his hand?
Well, you see, lad, this here Yorick feller, whose skull he thinks your head is, was a clown in the king's court. In fact, he was Hamlet's favorite clown, and Yuki, thinking he's Hamlet, thinks that he's found Yorick's skull now that he sees your head, you see.
Well, my head doesn't look like any skull.
I know, lad, but it's like I said lots of times before. Looks like a bowling ball with extra big flaps on each side. The flaps are your ears, see, that's what I'm trying to say.
Uh-oh. Somebody's coming this way.
Oh, it is Queen Gertrude, Queen of Denmark, my mother. The Queen's my mother, fellas. Not Denmark, you know.
Ah, Hamlet, my son. And who are these men?
Uh-oh. The old gal's loony, too, Buster. She thinks she's a character out of Hamlet, just like Yuki does.
Quiet, Mayor. I think she's just humoring Yuki along.
Why, Mother, Queen Gertrude. Don't you know these here fellers? This here tall feller is Horatio, my old friend.
Oh, Horatio, you must forgive me. I just didn't recognize you in the dark.
And this little feller here is Yorick.
Yorick? Oh, but he has been buried in the churchyard for 23 years.
Oh, yes, yes, I know. We just dug up his skull. The fool thing won't stop talking. Keeps calling me Yuki. Oh, fine. Isn't that a silly name?
My son, the reason I came was to tell you to go up on the roof of the castle. Your father wants to talk to you.
Oh, you mean the ghost is back? Well, all right. So long, fellas. I gotta go up on the roof and talk to my father, the ghost. I'll see you later there, Yorick. Just take it easy, old clown.
Buster, if you ask me, Yuki ain't lost his memory. He just plain fancy gone done and flipped his lid. That's all I can say. Flipped his lid.
You must not speak like that, Mayor.
Hey, hey.
Come into the library where we can talk about Eugene's condition in comfort.
Well, tell me, Mrs. Saxful, how come Yuki thinks he's Hamlet?
You see, my dear fellow... Big John, I do believe your name is, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, a ridiculous name. As I was saying, Eugene was reading about Hamlet in my book of Shakespeare. And as you will recall, Eugene thinks that he is whomever he reads about.
Yes, I recall. Not so long ago, he thought he was Commander John Paul Jones.
Yes. I do wish to thank you for making my beach party in Michigan such a success, but I also want to apologize for my actions.
Well, it's about time, Mayor.
Oh, that's quite all right, Big John. I understand how the mayor feels, and to assure him that I am genuinely sorry, Mayor, I shall tell you right now that next election I will vote for you. Now, how's that?
Well, I guess it's all right. Yeah, thanks a lot. Good for you. Would you take this nice, comfortable chair right here and just make yourself comfortable?
Well, thank you. Now, let's sit over here by the fireplace. It's make it a little warmer because, you know, this castle gets so damp when we have rain.
Yes, yes, it does. Say, Mrs. Saxful, why don't you have any lights on in the castle? Is this all you have, these candles and lanterns on the place?
We have our own electric power plant, but the storm just knocked it out, you see.
Oh, I see.
Troy.
Gangway! Hey, help, help! He's after me! Anybody in this here room? Oh, hey, hi there, fellas! Hi, Mayor! Hi, Big John! Hi, Sparky! Hey, fellas! This here castle is haunted! I was walking up the steps playing like I was Hamlet, and all of a sudden, this here voice come to me and says, "Hark, Hamlet, where goest thou?" And I turn around, and there wasn't anybody there, but the voice kept on talking to me, you see.
You can move us! He got his memory back!
Well, never mind about my memory, Sparky lad! Let's get out of this here haunted castle as quick as we can! Come on! Let's get out of here! Boy, oh 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 boy!
Finally, you're going to have another exciting adventure, kid. Boy, I can't wait till we get down to business and explore this castle where Mrs. Saxbow lives. I guess we'll explore the place. After all, that voice Yuki heard had to come from somewhere. And everybody knows that there aren't such things as ghosts. Well, Yuki's really scared, though. Hey, and how about Yuki? How about Yuki? He got his memory back, and he remembers all of us. Oh, boy, that's really good. I mean, having Yuki back to normal again. Whatever that is. I'll see you later, kid. So long. ¶¶